Welcome, Thabiso Gorba. It's great to have you back.
Good morning, Clarence. It's good to be back.
Okay, lots of drama over the past couple of months in the Ukerleleni Council. A new mayor, Mayko member, of course, unveiled. I think it was Monday. And a lot of controversy around it still. I mean, News 24 reports this morning, and I quote, "Ikuruleni leadership change was about power, not service delivery," councillors say after the MMC's debut. What do they mean by that? What do the councillors mean by "Ikuruleni leadership change was about power, not service delivery"?
Well, you know, Clarence, I think it's important to just say that hopefully what happens in Ikuruleni is not sort of like a precursor to how a national government or a national coalition government would look like if no party has a majority after the general elections in May. So I think, you know, Clarence, it goes back to after the 2021 elections that the ANC, while they got, you know, the majority of votes, they didn't have enough for a majority. So because the ANC didn't have enough for a majority and it didn't want to get into coalition with the EFF, for the first year and a half, the Ikuruleni municipality was controlled by a DA-led coalition. However, last year, the ANC and the EFF did eventually come together and remove the DA. However, Clarence, a couple of months into this coalition between the ANC and the EFF, the ANC, you know, publicly and privately, you know, was writing to its provincial and national leaders saying that the EFF is very difficult to work with. The EFF councillors have occupied the most important positions in the coalition. And, you know, we are just left, you know, with nothing to do. And this is becoming very difficult for us. So what happened is that earlier this month, is that the Sivile Ngodwana, the AIC councillor, was removed from council and he was replaced by an ANC councillor. So this week, Clarence, we're coming back to the new mayor, Dr. Kagaza. He announced a new mayoral committee. Now, we did expect, Clarence, that because how the ANC has in public and private been talking about it wants a change, it doesn't want to be in coalition with the EFF anymore. It was sort of, you know, common knowledge to expect that there would be a change in the mayoral makeup. And I can tell you, Clarence, there was only one new face in the mayoral makeup, in the mayoral committee from this one compared to the previous administration. So basically what happened is that the former mayor, Sivile Ngodwana, became an MMC, and the former MMC, Kosinpile, Dr. Kalaza, became a mayor. So all of this removing the mayor was just so the ANC could move into power.
What was the reason for the ousting of the mayor in the first place?
Well, as I said, the ANC said that they felt that the financials of the city had regressed. We know that the Ikuruleni municipality had gotten three consecutive clean audits. However, this year's audit, it was they had regressed. It was still a clean audit, but it had regressed a notch further.
Sure.
So that's what the ANC said. And it's interesting that the previous finance MMC is still Khululeko Dunga from the EFF.
Yes.
Is still the finance MMC in this current one. So I think what the News 24 article saying is that what happened in Ikuruleni was more about power. Mm. All the ANC has gained in this entire thing is that now the mayor is an ANC member.
Sure. A classic case of musical chairs, I guess. It's appreciated your insights, Thabiso Gorba, EWN correspondent.